Good. Okay, Rabosai, B'siyata D'shmaya, we continue learning Sachim, Perek Or Rabba Asar. We're holding on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses the line of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah describes B'dikas Chametz as being Or Haner. We know the first Mishnah taught us the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz, as stated, Or Rabba Asar. And the word Or was discussed at length in the beginning of the Perek, Or Larba Asar, meaning the night of the 14th of Nisan, Bodkin es hachametz, L'Or Haner. So there's the time that it's done, the night of the 14th, and there's the way, the method that it should be done. The B'dikas Chametz should take place, L'Or Haner. So an earlier Gemara, the Gemara discussed why it's done Or Larba Asar, why that particular night. And the Gemara mentions, as we remember on Daf, and Daf Dalet, what did the Gemara say? Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak b'shas shebnei adam mitzuyin bebatehem v'or haner yafel lebedika. So it's significant that we should do the bedikas chametz the night of Yudalit, but already mentioned in that sentence was that people are home and or haner yafel lebedika, and you have the nighttime, you have the or haner that makes the bedika more efficient. So it's a certain level of, you might say, efficiency in the bedika, that the Or HaNer makes a bedika better bedika, and that's a detail within the mitzvahs bedikas chametz. So now the Gemara is going to analyze where we know this. Where do we know that the bedikas chametz should take place dafka in the same manner of Or HaNer? Why does it have to be Or HaNer? What if you didn't have an Or HaNer? What if you used, for example, an avuka that we'll see later in the Braisa mentioned, avuka is a torch, and we have Stamazai, maybe the Or HaLevana could have been also good enough if it's nighttime and the moon shines in. Why dafka Or HaNer? Menahani Mili. So how do we know that it should be that the bedika should be Or HaNer? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, Lamadnu Mitzia Mimitzia, Umitzia Mechipus, Vechipus Mechipus, Vechipus Mineros, Mineros Mineros. A whole chain of expressions that we're using. The word mitzia is more now going to explain as we go on, but again, the words mitzia mimitzia, the word mitzia from another association of mitzia, and that brings us to the word chipus, mitzia mechipus, the chipus mechipus from another word chipus, and that connects us, that's the link that connects us to neros, which connects us to ner. And now he explains, what words are we referring to specifically in this chain? Mitzia mimitzia, ksiv hacha, it's written here in the parsha of Achodesh as Elochem, describing the Isser of Oni Chametz. Shivas yamim, sa'ar lo yimatzei bevateichem, that's the famous bal yimatzei that we think about. We talk about bal yiraya, bal yimatzei, so we've seen the different times, we had the Braisa Daf Hei, the different times that the Torah uses the various expressions in Parshas Bo, in Parshas Re'eh. So here you have the Lashon lo yimatzei, and now we connect this to another Lashon of Yimatzei in connection to the story of Yosef and the brothers. Uksiv Hasam at the end of Parshas Miketz, Vayichates. This is when Yosef sent the attendant, they say it was his son, Menashe, to pursue the brothers after they left with an accusation that why did you take the gaviyah of my master, and they all said, how could we have done that? We returned our money. How could we have taken silver or gold? So they all put down their load on the ground. They started with the oldest, they ended with the youngest. As the pasuk says, so here you have the lashon of vayimatzei, and side by side, the lashon is vayichapes. So that brings us an association of the word chipus in connection to the word yimatzei. The details we'll have to soon see. It's not so simple. Here we're talking about lo yimatzei, right? Lo yimatzei. And here it's vayimatzei that they found ayidei chipus. So what are we saying exactly? Furthermore, there's no Or HaNer over there. But okay, but meanwhile, we're trying to get to the link of Or HaNer that's coming as a result of all this. So here we have a Chipus mimitzia mimitzia, mitzia mechipus, meaning, or mitzia mechipus didei, mitzia from its chipus, meaning the vayichapes that we just found. We'll see the Rashi in a minute. And then the chipus mineros, chipus from Neros in a different pasuk. D'chsiv, a pasuk in the beginning of Tzvanya, ba'esahi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neros. The pasuk there describing the ultimate judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asid Lavo, people with the Bali Avera going to ultimately have to pay the price for their sins. Describes over there, Hashem is searching out the Bali Avera. Ba'esahi achapes es Yerushalayim b'neros, ufakadati alo anashim, They think there's no schar ba'onesh, but ultimately it will be clear that there is a schar ba'onesh. But the expression is achapes, and it says b'neros. So we have neros, b'neros miner, and neros goes connects to another pasuk that has the word ner. D'chsiv ner Hashem, or is it ner Elokim? Ner Hashem. It should be ner Hashem. Nishmas Adam in Mishlei. Chofes kol chad revatim. So you have the word chofes with the word ner. This is the explanation of Rav Chisda. Let's see Rashi so far. Rashi says, Lamadnu mitzia ha'amura b'chametz, mimitzia ha'amura b'gavia de binyamin. So that's the mitzia mimitzia. And we have mitzia of chametz from the word vayimatze with binyamin. U'mitzia mechipos, kilomar. What is mitzia mechipos? Va'osa mitzia shel binyamin mechipos ha'amur etzla. The chipos, the mitzia binyamin connects to the chipos that's mentioned in connection to that mitzia. The ma mitzia shel gavia de chipos, just as that mitzia of ayimatze had a chipos associated with it, a mitzias chametz al yidei chipos. So too, the mitzias chametz, but again, here it's a lo yimatze, but the lo yimatze brings with it the idea of searching for chametz al yidei chipos. Interesting, right? Here it's a lo yimatze. We'll mention soon the Masha on this nekuda. The chipos mi chipos, the chipos mi neros. La'acha shalamalta shehi al yidei chipos. Now that we have we learned out that mitzia through chipos, chazor v'lamod zeh chipos mi chipos yekasa b'Yerushalayim. Now we're going to go deeper and analyze this chipos that we brought over to Bedikas Chametz, to Voyimatse, and we're going to connect it to Neros, because it's written by in Tzvanya, shehu b'Neros, d'chsir ba'esahi achapis Yerushalayim b'Neros. B'Neros miner, d'chsir b'ner yechidi, ner elkim, ner Hashem nishmas Adam, kofis kochad revatem. So we have Neros Miner, which is further the idea of Chippos with Ner. We'll come in the first. Halamali, right? I was going to ask right away, what do you need this last link of the Omer, the Pasuk in Mishlei? I already got to Neros in Tzvanya. Isn't that sufficient to already establish what we want to learn out? So what have we learned out? We've learned out that the Inyan of Bedikas Chametz should have the method of Or HaNer based on this whole link of Chippos, Mitzia, Chippos, Neros, Neros, Ner. The Gemara continues with a brisa that says the same thing as Rav Chisda. Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. We have a brisa of Rabbi Yishmael's Beis Medrash. Leil El Yudalid, the night of Yudalid, Botkin es Hachometz Or Haner. And here, the Tana de Rabbi Yishmael describes what we've just mentioned with Rav Chisda as a, quote, Zecher Ledover. Afa Bishein Raya Ledover. It's not definitively a proof, but Zecher Ledover. It's still something that can be an association that is a way of reminding ourselves of this halacha. Shenema Shivas Yam and Soloi Matse. That's the pasuk we started with by Chametz. The Omer Veichapes Bagado Chel Vakaton Kila. That says Veichapes together with Vayimatse. You have to finish the pasuk Vayimatse. The Omer Baesa Yachapes Veshlaim Beneros. That's the pasuk at Shvanya. The Omer Ner Hashem, Nishmas Adam, Chofes, Chofes, and so on. Now, the Gemara, after quoting the Braisa, says, Maiva Omer, what is the need for the last part of this derivation, the Zecher Ledover, Maiva Omer? What do you need the last pasuk, Mishle? The Chitema, says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Because you might have thought, Hi, Ba'esahi, that pasuk in Tzvanya, Kulahu dekama rachmana, by saying that I'm going to search Yerushalayim b'neros, it's a certain leniency because we're now looking to weed out the Bali Avera to punish them. So what Hashem is saying in that pasuk in the Nevuot Tzvanya is lo badikna la b'Yerushalayim b'nahora da'avuka d'nafesh nahora tuba. I'm not going to search out the Averos in Yerushalayim with the shining bright light of an avuka, which is very great, because then I'm going to find even more of the Averos, and there'll be a greater onesh. Ela b'nahora d'sharga, d'zuta nahora tvei. I'd rather use the Neiros, which is a lower level light than Avuka, and therefore the benefit will be the Avon Rabba Mishtakach, the Avon Zuta Lo Mishtakach. So then it's Ke'ilu, the big Averos, the Averos that are more glaring, which would obviously even be noticeable with a smaller light, with a lower intensity light, they'll be found, but the more subtle Averos won't be. So in other words, so really the point is that we really would want to maybe Bedikas Chametz maybe requires a higher level, maybe an Avuka and not Neiros. It's only that Pasuk specifically we're saying it's good enough to use Neiros, but it wouldn't help us over here to go back to Bedikas Chametz Tashma. So therefore we go with the other Pasuk, Nir Hashem Nishmas Adam Chofes Kochad Rivaten. And if we have that, that already brings us the connection of Chofes with Neir without having any reason to doubt that we can bring over Ner to Bedikas Chametz, because there's nothing there that should limit it to Ner more than Avuka, and yet it says Chofes with Ner, and therefore that would be sufficient. That would be sufficient for Bedikas Chametz. Yeah, this is the Gemara. Let's see the Rashi. So here we have in Rashi Dibra Maschil Zeicher L'Davar, something interesting. This is what we find in the Brisa of Abishma. He calls it a Zecher Ladavar. Kide Parshina. It's basically what we just explained in Avchizda, this whole chain of drushes. Vahashta Mefarish Krai. Hecha. And here we're explaining the psukim, how we're not the psukim, why we need all the psukim. Rashi now comments. Why do we call it only a Zecher Ladavar? Why not a Raya Ladavar? The Raya Mamish Reisa. El Asmachta Bi Alma. It's only an asmachta. Why? The divrei Torah, the divrei Kabbalah. Rashi says that since we're learning out from psukim in Navi, divrei Kabbalah is a way of referring to Nevi'im, and therefore a full-fledged drasha, it's not. Because you can't learn a halacha that's a real drasha from divrei Kabbalah. Let's just finish two more Rashis, and we'll come back to this. Kulehu. The Akil Rachman Agabi Yerushalayim. It's a special leniency there. The Lo Niftaki Ba'avuka El Bo'or Katan Hilkoch. Will Yafin Chametz Minego Hakel. No, it's what's true to be make lenient in Tzvanya is not going to give us the right to be maker when it comes to the standards of Bedikas Chametz. Tashma Mehaikra. From the other pasuk, the Bedika Mal Yisahid. It's good enough even with a ner. The Chsiv Chofes Kochad Rivata. Okay, let's come back to the Rashi that says that it's only a Zeicher L'Davar. Because it's coming midibik kabbalah. L'chora, we can medayik something important from Rashi as achronim are medayik. What is the pasuk in dibik kabbalah that's being referred to here? The pasuk in Tzvanya, the pasuk in Mishle. But how do we get started? We got started with a drasha, or you could say a limud, from the pasuk in Parshas Miketz. No, that's not dibik kabbalah. So one part of this chain would sound like it could be a full-fledged drasha, namely Mitzia Mechipus. The pasuk in Miketz should be a makar, therefore, for what halacha? Not necessarily Neiros, Lor HaNer, which is what we originally started, Minohani Mili, that's already coming on to Divi Kabbalah. But seemingly in reading this Gemara, we have, according to Rashi, we've arrived at a makar for Bedikas Chametz, from a drasha that's not to be Kabbalah, which will be a real drasha. Right. Interesting. So we've discussed that the mitzvahs bedikas chametz, seemingly, according to Rashi, what Rashi just told us, it's only a zeichu dav dibe Kabbalah. We have a new makar for bedikas chametz. And yet, we didn't see this mentioned yet before. Now, is bedikas chametz, in fact, a din d'oraisa? What's the answer? Everyone should know the answer. Is Bedikas Chametz d'oraisa? Let's think about this. What did we say about this back when? Yeah?
Well, wouldn't it depend? Like, if you go within the run, then it depends. You have two different tracks. And if you take the Bedikas track, then that's your d'oraisa. Or Rashi thinks it's d'oraisa too. Kidesh lo yavar al bayar v'matzah.
The first Rashi, Kemat, the first Rashi in the Mishnah, says, Bodkin shelo yavar al bayar v'matzah. So Rashi is learning that there is a requirement to do bedika, not to violate bayir v'bayimatzi, which seems to suggest that there is a din bedika midoraisa. That the Ran, as you correctly point out, is masbir Rashi barichus, and the Ran explains that there are in fact two tracks, as you put it. There's a method of bittul and a method of bedika, and bedika is sufficient as long as you did a proper bedika, even if you missed chametz somewhere, even if the chametz was in a place that you didn't have to check for and it was in your possession, but one is not in violation. And basically, there is a din bedika midoraisa. So first of all, that seems to be Pshat Rashi, right? We pointed out the Mishnah could very well be discussing without, there was no bittul, even though bittul is sufficient, but the Ran suggested that the Takana's bittul was only made later on, so the Mishnah could be talking pre-Takana, because that was only of Yehuda, that Amarav was Machadashit. And we added that even if you assume that there was a bittul, but the Geder HaDin Midoraisa, that there is a din midoraisa to do bedika. So the Chacham said, we don't want to rely on the bittul, and therefore we're going to look at the same issue as unresolved on a midrabanan level. So Rashi's words are in fact valid, whether there was bittul or not, because ultimately the drabanan would track the doraisa. So fundamentally, what comes out of Rashi is that there is a halacha midoraisa to do bedikas chametz, not to violate by Rai Matze. Interesting. And this comes out very well, dovetails well with our Rashi that says that the limud that the Gemara is making is only a zecher l'davar because of Divrei Kabbalah, that's specifically about the Or HaNer. But meanwhile, we've used a drasha from Gavia Binyamin to Bedikas Chametz Midoraisa because that's not Divrei Kabbalah. You'll ask, so how come there was no mention of this before? So how come we haven't even, till you get to Dav Zayin, we never saw anyone mention that there is a din d'oraisa of bedikas chametz based on this makor? Now, it's interesting. The Ran himself brought this Gemara as one of his rayas, that bedikas chametz has a kiyum d'oraisa and a chiyum d'oraisa associated with it. But we'll see the Ran in just a minute. But I want to just give an answer to this point. Why doesn't it get mentioned? And I think the answer is simple, because it doesn't have to be mentioned. Because the bottom line is that why is there a chiyuv d'oraisa for bedikas chametz according to Rashi? How will we masbir Rashi? Why is that? Lamaisa, you can learn it out from this connection to Binyamin, lo yimatzei ba yimatzei agaviyah. But really, where do you see the chiyuv bedika midoraisa according to Rashi? Do you need this as the marker? If I didn't have this makor from Gavir Ben Yamin, would I have no other makor, or do I have a makor anyway? What's the answer? How does Rashi know there's a chiyuv bedika midoraisa? Where do you see it in the Chumash? You don't need this. What I'm saying is you don't need this fancy gzeirah shava, as it were, from lo yimatzei by matzei. Yeah, you want to put it in, but you can put it in as an extra limud. But really, the makor is in the pasuk itself. Because the way we were masbir the Ran and Rashi, what is the pshat in Baye Ra'eh? What is the pshat of Tashbisa? What did the Torah tell us by saying, get rid of your chametz, don't have chametz around, don't see chametz, Baye Ra'eh, Baye Matzei, Tashbisa? What does the Torah mean to tell me? What does it have to do with me? When the Torah says, chametz should not be in my house, in my possession, in my gevulim. What the Torah means to say is, I want you to act proactively. I want you to do something to make sure that the chametz is not there. The Torah is actually telling you, that's what Tashbisu, again, Tashbisu can be fulfilled through Bedika / Biur. And Baye Ra'eh is reiterating the same thing. Not just that there shouldn't be chametz. The Torah is telling you, Rabbi Yid, I want you to search out chametz in your possession. I want you to take this to heart and act appropriately, act accordingly. There's a directive that lies in the Torah. So it's not a kasha. Why didn't the Gemara mention the limud until now? Yeah, the limud works out. It just basically validating what we know already. It doesn't have to be mentioned because it's already lies within the very pasuk of Tashbisu by Yeroah. What the Gemara wants to bring from all this is the next part of it, which gets to the Or HaNer, which is only Nasmachta. But the fact that the first link in the chain is going to simply echo what we know already from Baye Ra'eh Tashbisu, so why would I have to mention that if I already have it in Tashbisu? I know it. I know Bedikas Chametz midoraisa, because when the Torah says ba'yiraya, the Torah is saying search out chametz. That's exactly what Torah is telling you to do. Tashbisu ba'yiraya. There's another method called bito as well, but separate from bito, the Torah gives you, if you didn't do bito, the Torah told you get rid of your chametz by searching for it and destroying it. So you don't need necessarily the limud from vayimatzi hagavia, although one obviously sees in vayimatzi hagavia what we already know from the psukim themselves. That would be the pshat in Rashi. It's interesting,
Rabbi,
that yeah.
But I thought we were saying previously that within Rashi, it's on what Noah was saying before, that if you were to do a bittel, then the bdika itself wouldn't be d'oraisa. But that contradicts what Rabbi's saying now, because if you, this, it sounds like it's d'oraisa b'fnei atzma, unrelated to whatever else you do.
I think that the answer has to be that it can't go beyond what we know from Tashbisu. It's not going to be able to tell me to do bedika even b'makom bittel. I don't think anyone would make that case. Because since the Torah says Tashbisu and Ba'yirai, which is already saying either do bittel or do bedika, so you would naturally put this drasha within the same framework. You wouldn't create a whole other din and say a new din to do bedika even b'makom bittel. Like it basically another stamp onto what we know already. I don't think I would take it anywhere beyond. So therefore, if it's basically rubber stamping what we know, there's no reason to have to have brought it in until now, because we've only been shaken out because of the extra link that goes Medivei Kabbalah. Lemaisa, the Ran uses our Gemara. If you go back to the Ran with me, I gave it to you to look at in the very back in the Mishnah, when the Ran establishes Pshat and Rashi, as we're saying now, that there is a halacha midoraisa, shelo yavar bal yiroya, that once you do bedikas chametz, the Ran brings this Gemara. And what the Ran is trying to prove in this Gemara is that, and here we have another Nakuda to try to bring out. And this is interesting, because let's go to the whole chain of the drushes. What is the Gemara bringing this for Or HaNer? So the question is this. The detail of Or HaNer, right? That detail that we're learning out, that's not a din d'oraisa, right? Midoraisa, you don't need Or HaNer. That's a divrei kabbalah, that therefore it's not a real drasha, right? So that's the chachamim stepping in and saying, do it l'Or HaNer. But what the Ran sees in our Gemara is that it must be that fundamentally the din of bedikas chametz must be d'oraisa. And then you could talk about a detail of Or HaNer and use an asmachta, Medivei Kabbalah, to fill in some of the details of the din d'oraisa. But the Ran is making a case, we'll see it inside a second, that if I were to say, and we'll soon see, this is Mestama the Pshat in the Tosfos and many other Rishonim, that the din b'dikas chametz of our Mishnah is a din d'rabbana. So, what's shy to learn out a drasha nasmachta, granted a nasmachta, about doing it with Or HaNer, the whole din is derabban. So the Ran basically makes that argument, and then he says, okay, maybe you'll tell me it's still going to be good enough, but the Ran doesn't feel comfortable initially with that. The Ran says, Botkin is a chametz. He quotes the Rashi on the Mishnah Kdei Shul Yavar Ba Yiroya, and he brings the Kasha the Tosis asks, but midoraisa bebito ba'al masagi, so lamaisa you need bito anyway, so what's pshat that you need bedika for ba'al yiroeh? Says the Ran b'Yeshulomar, this is the famous Ran, the midoraisa b'chad minay usagi. Midoraisa, either one is sufficient. Kolomar, o bebedika o bebito. Either one would be good enough. As the Ran now quotes our Gemara, the bedika l'chuda nami mahanya. Says the Ran, I want you to know, bedika alone works. Kid the aminan ala b'gemara. As we see, the Gemara says regarding bedika, l'or haner minala. How do I know Or HaNer? Upashit nala mikrai. And we go on to prove from psukim that Or HaNer is what's required for bedikas chametz. Alma, the bedika nami midoraisahu. And again, the kosher badek min haTorah ain't sarach levata. And therefore, Rashi makes sense. Because the only reason you need bito is Rabbana. What did the Ran bring our Gemara as a raya? What is his raya? Midaraisa, bedika is sufficient. Why? Kidamina bigamara or haner minalan upashidlo mikrai. What does Iran want? Pashidlo mikrai is clearly a zeichel davar. It's a drabanan, right? That's what Rashi said. So what does Iran see in our Gemara to prove that bedika is midoraisa? Where did he see it in our Gemara? What's the reading of it? What's the pshat in the Iran? We're learning out l'or haner. We have an asmachta mitzia mechipus, chipus mineros, neros miner. Good. So how does that tell me bedikas chametz is doraisa? What's pshat? We learned this around once before. I think we were omit on this. What does Iran mean here? What is Iran trying to show from our Gemara that, like Shitas Rashi, that bedikas is doraisa? Because we have a limud of Or HaNer. But the limud is a drabanan. The limud is an asmachta, it's midibe kabbalah. Right, the chain of neros miner, chipus miner, is od rabbanan. So what's the raya that bedikas chametz is going to be doraisa? Lemaisa, the Ran himself pushes back slightly later on. When he says the chitema, if you look in the later Ran, so now, after establishing what bittul is, the Ran says, "So noshema tomar, maybe he'll say him kain in lona minatora ela bittul." The ingle bdika biro chametz ikam minatora klal. So maybe now you'll argue that bdika has no basis midoraisa. Ef shaloma kain. So he comes back. He says, "The habay b'gemara bdika laren eminalan umakchina lamikray." So what the Ran is saying is exactly what he said in the earlier paragraph, right? That's mamish an echo of what he said before. The fact that we have psukim or an air is a riot to raisa. The chitema. No, but maybe a smachta be almeninu. Raisa. The chazina, the tanoi, the pligi, the chametz memvaro. If there's a shayla, how do you do your beer? It must be that beer is a method with the raisa. What's the shak of Italian in the Ran? The chitim asmachta bi'alma. Of course it asmachta bi'alma. It says in the Braisa, zeichel adover. Zeichel adover is an asmachta. The Ran thought it was a doraisa. The Gemara calls it a zeichel adover. The Braisa calls it zeichel adover. Rashi explains it. Divi Kabbalah. What's the v'chitim asmachta? Of course it's an asmachta. What's the Ran saying? V'chitim asmachta bi'alma. Yeah. The Ran always knew it was an asmachta, but yet the Ran was thinking it was a raya. So what did the Ran think it's a raya? And what was he saying, v'chitema? What's going on here? But the Ran, two times, the Ran uses our Gemara that we have psukim to learn out, l'or haner is a raya. It must be that bedikas d'oraisa. Then the Ran says, but maybe you'll say it's an asmachta. No, he can't say that because there's a machokis had to do beer. It must be that bedikam beer is a method that works by itself. So l'chayr the pshat n'ran, I was alluding to this before I read it inside. L'chayr the pshat n'ran has to be, we learned this way the first time as well, that let's think about the Ran versus, for example, Tosfos and other Rishonim. How do other Rishonim understand the Mishnah's Bedikas Chametz? What did Tosfos ask on Rashi? Bebito bi'alma sagi, right? And therefore, if there's bito, there's no issue about yeroah. So what is the din of the Mishnah discussing? What's the din of bedikas chametz that Mishnah is teaching us? What kind of a din is it? We're talking, you have bito, right? So what kind of a din of bedikas chametz is it? Shalo yavar, be what? Not Rashi, not by yeroah. Shalo what? Shalo yavo?
Shalo yavo.
Right. You're not going to come to eat. So it's a new din drabbanan, the chametz hadu bedikas chametz. So what is Iran trying to bring out here? On the whole din drabbanan, they gave you a seder bedikas chametz. Do bedikas chametz, a mitzvah drabbanan to do bedikas chametz the night of the 14th. Now the chametz said, how do you do it? You do it lor haner. So the Gemara is going to say Minolan, and we're going to bring psukim after a whole chain of psukim to learn out the detail or in there, which is all a detail within the halacha drabbanan. Muzar, it's very strange. The Ran says that doesn't sit well with me. If we're talking about a halacha of bedikas chametz, which is a din d'oraisa, Torah says do bedika, search and destroy. The chachamim can come in and give you a certain standard how to do the bedika. And do it with Or HaNer, And that limud is not a deraisa because it's medibe kabbalah. Okay, so it's a din and hasmachta connecting to a din deraisa. So an asmachta and a deraisa, I understand learning out psukim, even though it's not a real drasha, but it's a pseudo drasha. It's a quasi drasha that has to do so as if we're saying there's a din midoraisa du bedikas chametz and du lara ner. We have an asmachta from psukim, but if the entire institution of bedikas chametz leel yedaled, the entire institution of bedikas chametz is what? Is a darbanis level achlo. So what shaykh to bring psukim to learn out how to do the bedikas chametz mitzvah darbana? That's what's pushing the Ran very strongly to support the shita of Rashi to establish that the din bedika. I'll tell you, I see now a chasir hand that the din bedika that we're discussing is a din doraisa, and within a din doraisa we can bring psukim. For a detail, it's only an asmachta. Good, the asmachta is an asmachta, but the asmachta is to give you a halacha within a din d'oraisa. There's a din b'dikah d'oraisa la'or haner from psukim. The psukim on asmachta, fine. So it comes out only d'rabbanan. Is that details d'rabbanan? But it's a d'rabbanan derived from psukim because we're talking about a din d'oraisa. But if the whole din is a din drabanan, so what do you bring psukim to work out halachas on a drabanan, din drabanan? And that's exactly what the Ran means. Again, both in the initial paragraph, when he says, it must be a din d'oraisa because, says the Ran, kidamin b'gemar oran eminolan upashid ala mikroi, almad b'gemamim d'oraisi. And then again, in the later Ran, when he says it again, maybe you'll think Bittul is enough, says the Ran, no, it can't be. Why? Says the Ran, because the Haboi Begamar, Bidikar and Minolan. What's Minolan? We're dealing with the Din D'oraisa. The Chitema. What's going to be the answer? What's going to be the Pshat Tosis? Obviously, no. Lo Mishaneh. You can have a Din D'Rabbanan. Bidikas Chametz D'Rabbanan. And yet, within the Takanat Rabbanan, we can have psukim, which are in a smachta, and they're going to fill in details of the Takanat Rabbanan, Nishka Ferlach. The Ran says, if you want to push for that, I'll prove to you anyway that there's a method of Bedika Midoraisa, and Bittul is not the only method. But the Ran's strong inclination, right, both the first time and the second time, was the very fact that we're bringing psukim is a proof that we're talking about a din that's an institution with the raisa, then you can use psukim to flesh out. Granted, they might be an asmachta, but their psukim, they speak to the din the raisa. Psukim to speak to the din the rabbana is strange. If the whole din is rabbana, we bring psukim? Yes, it's an asmachta, but it's psukim from Tanakh, from Chumash, to support a din d'rabbanan, details of d'rabbanan. That was what was around, what Ran was bothered by. Noach, maybe you had a question? It's clear?
Maybe clarified in the last part.
So now I want to ask you, so now we understand Pshat in the Ran, and within the Shita Rashi, what have we seen? Two things we pointed out. Number one, that on the actual din bedika, that really can be learned out from a real drasha, because that is not divrei kabbalah. That's mamish a real drasha. According to Rashi, it's a zecher davar because of divrei kabbalah. The fact that it wasn't mentioned until now didn't bother us because l'maisa it lies within the pasuk, and we're not going to assume that this drasha is going to create new standards, new parameters than what we know already. So it basically rubber stamps what we know already. Meanwhile, we also continue the chain of psukim to learn out l'or haner. That Rashi says is nasmachta because it's divrei kabbalah. And yet the Ran explains that if we're using psukim to try to fill in a detail of bedikas chametz l'or haner, it must mean that the din bedikas chametz l'or haner is a din d'oraisa. Otherwise, the idea of bringing psukim to support a detail of a din rabban sounds like it's far-fetched. And the Ran says, and even maybe you'll say, okay, maybe even that. So then the Ran says, it's anyway clear that Bedika works midoraisa. L'maisa, according to Tosfos, it has to be that you can use psukim for din d'rabbanan. But now, if you look at the Torah, something interesting. The Torah goes al derech Tosfos, right? The Torah says, in Simen Tav Lamed Aleph, umidoraisa bebitul ba'amasagi, Sheyivatlenu v'libo, v'yachshevenu ki'ilu hu'ofer bi'alma, So really, bittul is enough and takes care of your doraisa ba'ira. The chachamim require you to get rid of the chametz. Lefish adam ragil bal koashana. The chashu shema yavul ochom yishar ba'bais. So the chachamim require you to get rid of it because you otherwise might eat it. Ve'etzvichu od. The chacham also require you livdok acharav. Bechurnu bestakin bechol makom asyderach ishtamish sham chametz. The Chacham also require you to search out the Chametz in all those locations. Umatzu lehem smach min ha-pasuk. So the Torah brings this smach, shebedikazu tielor haner, dechsiv achapes v'shalem b'neiros. So the Torah brings this Gemara of the smach min ha-pasuk directly in connection to the takana derabanan of what? Of searching out for chametz because you might eat chametz. This is what the Torah writes. So now I have two ha'aris to think about in the Torah. Let's go one by one. The Torah is clearly not al derech l'ran, right? Not al derech Rashi. The Torah is learning that the talking about the bedikas chametz that you had bittul and then it still didn't bedika midrabanan and there's a smach for that to do with b'neiros because of the pasuk in Tzfanya. So the Torah learns that you can have an asmachta, even on a din d'rabbanan, right? The Ran thought that it's not mistaver, and the Torah holds, yeah, we can even quote psukim and asmachta on a din d'rabbanan. Now, I want to ask you the following. First, this question. According to Shita Satur, according to Shita Satos, that Bedikas Chametz, or the Mishnah, is a din d'rabbanan, because you had bittul is hefker, bittul works, takes away the doraisa. So the entire din is din d'rabbanan. What if you didn't have bittul? So would you have to do bedikah midoraisa, according to Tosis? What's the answer? Would you have to do bedikah midoraisa? Midoraisa, bittul ba'al masagi, right? But if there's no bittul, then what would you have to do? Obviously, what would you have to do? Yes?
Yeah, you would have to destroy all of your chametz, get rid of it all.
So you'd have to search and destroy the chametz, no doubt about it, right? Right? You'd have to search, and it's clear, Tosis in a few places, you can infer that from Tosis, that the makom that there was no bittul, of course you'd have to do bidik, you have to search and destroy it, because you can't have chametz, right? And yet, it's interesting, and yet, strikingly, all the Mishnayis that discuss bedikas chametz, right? They're not discussing the bedika midoraisa without bittul. They're discussing a bedika drabban and a takanas bedika with bittul, right? The Mishnah that starts that base of an aleph and the Mishnayis that follow are discussing bedikas chametz drabbanan the makom bittul. What you had bittul, but you agree, right? If there was no bittul, you'd have to do bedika. So why does the Torah need to use the smach min ha-pasuk that we're quoting from Tzfanya of Or HaNer, that it has to be a smach for a bedika derabanan when you did bittul? Why can't we say, even for the mahalach of the Torah and that of Tosfos, that hold that bittul takes care of Baal Yirah completely, and the whole din of Bedikas Chametz with Rabbanan after bittul is a din, Rabbanan Shelo Yavul Ochlo, and so on. But if you didn't do bittul, you'd also have to do Bedikah. So maybe the Psukim can relate to the Bedikah Doraisa for Tosis as well. Because if you didn't do bittul, then you would have to do Bedikah. So why can't we use the Psukim in connection to that? Why only according to Rashi and the Ran does it make sense to read this Gemara that the drushes of the psukim are connecting to a din d'oraisa bedika, which is what the Mishnah is discussing? Lamaisa, can we also imagine that these psukim can speak to a bedika midoraisa fetosis as well? Why not? I mean, you have to do bedika. If there's no bito, you have to do bedika. So you have to do or a ner because of the chain of words of mitzia chipas neros. And yet the Torah makes it clear that the entire limud of Or HaNer is all on that din drabanan, right? On that din, hitzvichu, od, livdok, even when you did bito, you have to take, get rid of your chametz, you have to search your chametz, umatzulem smach min apas. So, Rabbi said, you should be able to intuit the answer here. I think there's a simple way to resolve this. For Tosfos, there's no, it's true. You'd have to do bidika midoraisa if you didn't do bito, but there's no way that Tosis could imagine that we would be able, we'd be using these words and associations and drushes and psukim to speak about a bidika midoraisa where you didn't do bito. It would be absolutely, it would not make any sense. You couldn't tell me that that din of bito midoraisa without that din bidika midoraisa without bito would require Or HaNer based on all of this. It's only according to the Ran and Rashi that we could say this, but not according to Tosfos. And this is really going to really bring us back to where we've discussed many times already, a fundamental difference between the nature of Bedikas Chametz Midoraisa, when you didn't do Bito, according to Rashi and the Ran on the one hand, and the nature of Bedikas Chametz, search and destroy Chametz, when you didn't do Bito, which might also be true according to Tosfos and the Tur and others. And why is that? Why is that? So the way that we explain according to the Ran and Rashi, why is there a din of bidika and biur if you didn't do bittel? Why? Because we said when the Torah says tashvisu, the Torah has in mind search and destroy. When the Torah says bayira bayimatsi, the Torah has in mind do something about it, to see to it that you won't have chametz. The Torah is directing you, act proactively, search and destroy. So the bedika itself, the process that begins the biur, is part of the Torah's directive, as if the Torah is saying, act in this manner, do bedika. So the bedika is part of the mitzvah haTorah in the actual fulfillment right now of what the Torah wants you to do. The act of the bedika is the aschol of the biur. And then, if you have that, you can have a question about how to do the bedika. And you can fill in the blank by saying Or HaNer because of the chain of words that we have here in our Gemara. That makes sense according to Rashi and the Ran. However, according to Tosfos, it's a very different picture. According to Tosfos, if you didn't have bittul, you also would have to do bedika. But that halacha bedika they'd have to do, according to Tosfos, midoraisa, does it mean that the Torah is telling you search and destroy? The Torah is saying you can't have chametz in your house. That's it. That state of having chametz in your house, that's an avera. What is that analogous to? The Torah could say a lot of times, you have to wear a bag of Abdallah Kanfos need tzitzis. The Torah says you eat fruits and vegetables, you can't eat shratzim. When a person has to learn out, has to comply with the Torah, they have to figure out how do I comply with the Torah? How do I know what a beged is chayiv adalat tzitzis? It's not chayiv tzitzis. How do I have to check the metzias and see what it is. That's my own issue, my own responsibility. The Torah says, don't eat shratzim. I'm about to eat lettuce. I know I have to check the lettuce. The checking is not itself a mitzvah, the Torah says. The Torah says, don't eat shratzim, don't eat worms. The Torah says, you can't have chametz in your possession. No? So obviously, if I'm going to make sure not to have chametz, I have to figure out on my own, how did I have chametz? So how do I make sure not to have chametz? I have to search for chametz. The Torah didn't tell you search for chametz and destroy chametz. The Torah said, you can't have chametz, tashbisu, destroy chametz, but the Torah never said search for chametz. That doesn't go into the Torah's mandate. That's my own responsibility. I have to see to it, there's no chametz, I'll have to do bedika. If that's what bedika is without bito, according to Tosfos, you can't tell me how to do it. Do it this way, do it that way, use an Or HaNer. You can't have details on halacha that itself is not mandated for itself. To do bedika. The bedika is my own issue. So however I do it, I do it. I have to do it in the best way possible. But there's no, you can't track it and fine-tune it and flesh it out and define it according to a certain prescribed way. It's my challenge. I have to figure out. You figure out how to get to that point that you're not going to have chametz. So you couldn't learn the Gemara and learn a limud of even an asmachta that has to do with something which is not a formal process that I have to search for chametz. It's my problem. I have to figure out how to have chametz. The only way I could discuss a detail of Aranair is if I have a program. I have a program, mitzvahs bedikas chametz. Where did that come from? The Rabbana. The Chachamim said, you did bittul, good. Midrash, you're out of the woods. But the Chachamim have their own concerns. The Chachamim legislated a mitzvah, takana, to be both a chametz or a ner. So now the Gemara can explain, or a ner, that din, or a ner, on the din d'rabbanan, good. So let's learn out from a psukim. We can even use psukim for din d'rabbanan. Let's learn out, how do we know or a ner? Because it's a halacha, it's a detail within a program called the Dikas Chametz. Be bodik chametz. How are there? We can use drashas. But the dindo rice of bedika couldn't have a limud to teach me how to do it because it's not a formal process that is legislated. It's just my way of figuring out how to comply with Bal Yeroah. Masha Eken, according to Ran and Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi and the Ran, the search is part of the mitzvah satorah. Search and destroy. That's not according to Tosfos, it's not that way. Tashbisu is its own idea, comes the seventh hour, mitzvah tashbisu. But the searching for the chametz doesn't go into any mitzvah satorah. It's a din d'rabbanan to search for chametz. So there you can talk about the detail of Or HaNer. I think this is very much why for the tour, the only way you can define the Gemara is in terms of the din d'rabbanan. Again, the fact that you can have an asmachta, so to speak, on a din d'rabbanan, that didn't bother the Torah. The Ran thought that itself is not so gishmak, because the whole din is d'rabbanan, you're going to bring psukim to work out a detail of the takan d'rabbanan. Okay, that didn't bother the Torah. That I found Rabbeinu David also discusses, the question of whether it's, whether the psukim can be worked out for a takan d'rabbanan or a d'oraisa. In Rabbeinu David, by the way, also discusses that question. He says, Lamadum b'tzim b'tziyai b'diko l'arner is only drabbanan. Minani mili l'asmachta bi'alma. That's one shot. Or that no, when you didn't do bittul, there's a mitzvah min haTorah l'asus b'diko ma'ula b'chol kocho. This is al derech Haran. V'samchu chachamim that b'diko midoraisa should be l'arner. So the real David has two possibilities, whether you can use an asmachta for a whole din drabbanan. But one thing is clear. If we're talking about a b'diko midoraisa that doesn't have a structure or a program to it, it's just a way of avoiding an isser, that you couldn't bring psukim to explain how to do it. Any way you do it is all going to be good, as long as it works. And if it doesn't work, you'd be in violation, possibly, b'shogeg, if you will, unless you find some safety net of chametz to any yadua, whatever. For the Ran, it's not that way. For the Ran, if you did your job, then you're out of the woods. You didn't violate anything. You did what the Torah wanted you to do. You did b'dika. That's one ha'ara on the tour. The other ha'ara I have on the tour is the following. It's a little bit interesting because it comes out, what is the reason for the bedika, midrabanan? What did the tour say? What's the reason for the bedika? That you're not duat, that you're not come to?
Me abalachlo.
Och, to eat it. And what is the asmachta that we're using to learn out that bedika shelo yavol ocho should be or haner? From what words? What gets us started? Lo yimatze. Wow. But the issue is not about lo yimatze. The issue revolves around achilas chametz, not owning chametz, not having chametz. So it doesn't exactly square with the way that the drushes are laid out. The drushes are laid out in the sense of lo yimatze and chitpus. It's not about a lo yimatze. It's about the lo yavol ochlo. So it doesn't exactly match what we're doing here in the Bedikas Chametz. The Bedikas Chametz is about not coming to eat the Chametz, and the limud of Or HaNer is tracking a pasuk of Lo Yimatze, which is about owning Chametz. According to the Ran, it's beautiful. According to the Ran, it has to do with the very point of not having Chametz. And the Rabbanan has to do with the Or HaNer. That's what the Psukim are filling in on the Din D'oraisa of Bedika, Shelo Yimatse, Shelo Yirai, Lo Yimatse. But according to the Torah, they're not talking to each other. The limud of Or HaNer is based on Lo Yimatse, but the Takana we're discussing is the Takana of Bedika, Shelo Yavala. But I think you may be able to glean from here, and could be with Mashma that way and Tosis that base also, that even though the Bitu took care of Bal Yimatse, but it could be that once the Chacham require Bidika Shalev Al-Achlo, so it could be that now there is a certain Isser to have your Chametz, Midrabanan. It's like a newly created Lo Yimatse, Midrabanan. If you don't do Bidika, you are in some way in violation of a quasi Lo Yimatse Midrabanan. The Chacham don't want you to have the Chametz around. Once the Chacham said, get rid of it, not to eat it, the Chacham didn't say, and you can't hold on to it. It's a Lo Yimatse Midrabanan. So it's not as, if you say that, it's not as difficult, because once there is a Takan Drabanan, now that becomes, it's not the Lo Yimatse Midrabanan that's remaining, it's a new Lo Yimatse that the Takan itself created a Lo Yimatse. There may be rise to this idea, but maybe if you say like that, the Torah would make more sense. Even though it's not the Lo Yimatse of the Torah, that was taken care of completely, and the Chachamim are okay with that. But once they required a Bedika Shalev Al-Ochlo, so with that comes, you might say, a new Isser of Shehiya, Midrabanan of Lo Yimatse, and then again, it can work out Lo HaNer, because you can't have the Chametz by you. If you have to get rid of the Chametz not to eat it, then you can't have the Chametz. And it comes out, bottom line, Lo Yimatse as well. Anyway, these are the various Ha'aris to think about. So let's just chazer over what we saw, a lot of different Nekudos in terms of this Gemara. We have a drasha of Or HaNer that the Gemara brings a whole chain of psukim. It's called a zecher ledavar. Rashi says it's only a zecher ledavar because it's dibi kabbalah. That would suggest that the ikar din bedikas chametz that's learned out from Binyamin would be d'oraisa. That goes well with Shitas Rashi that there is a din bedika mid'oraisa. The fact that it wasn't mentioned before, it doesn't bother us because ultimately there is a din bedika that you can get from the very words of the Torah of Lo Yirai, Lo Yimatse, and Tashbisu. This is one nekuda. In terms of the fact that we have psukim to learn out the detail of Or HaNer, the Ran thought from that we have a raya that the din bedika is in fact d'oraisa, because what shaykh psukim to darshin on a din d'rabbanan of takanas bedika, the whole din is d'rabbanan, so what are you bringing psukim in even if it isn't asmachta? And the other Rishonim would disagree. That's a separate Nekuda. And then why can't the Psukim relate to a Din Bedika Midoraisa without Bittul Lefid Tosfos? The answer is because that Din Bedika is not a programmed Bedika. It's just a way of avoiding an Isser. It's not Shaykh to give me details about how to do it. I do it any way I do it because it's my problem. It's not what the Torah is telling me I have to do per se. It's just a way to avoid the issue of Bayirat. Okay, let's see the Tosfos on the bottom, Veneros Miner. So this is the limud that we had from Mishlei, right after we went to Tzvanya, we went to Mishlei. The Kasha, the Havale Lameim, Archipus Miner, below Neros Miner. So Tosfos has a simple question. The Gemara explains why we need the last link from Mishlei, because from Tzvanya, you could say that it's only good enough over there to have Neros, because Hashem doesn't want to shine too bright a light on the Averos in Yerushalayim. But maybe for Bedikas Chametz, you can't get away with just having a Ner and not a Navuka. So we have another Pasuk that uses the Lashon Chofes with Ner. So what do you need the Pasuk in Tzvanya at all? Once I have Chipus, so we'll go straight to the Pasuk in Mishlei, Chipus Miner, and take out the middle link from Tzvanya of Chipus Mineros. That's Tosfos Kash. The Yesh Lomar, the Chipus, lo koya ner. Tosa's words are a little bit hard to dissect. Let me read it, and then we'll see more in the Tosa ben Peretz that may be better pshat in understanding Tosa's too. The Chipus, lo koya ner. The Chipus in the Pasuk in Mishlei might not actually be going on there. L'kach Yesh Lefaresh, the Yag of Chipus, de ner, mi Chipus di Yerushalayim, shu b'neros, ba'osa neros, mi ner. Again, the way Tosis is expressing, it's hard to pin down, but could be Tosis means like it's mashma and other is shown in. let's say Rabbeinu Peretz says it as follows. In the pasuk of Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, Chofes Kochad Revate. So what is Chofes? Who's the one that's Chofes? Is it the Ner or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because they're Ner Hashem, Ner Vashem Nishmas Adam. Chofes, searching out Kochad Revate. By the way, we know that expression from the davening of Kippur, right? You recognize it? Chofes ato chofes kochad revatan. Be familiar. So who's chofes kochad? In that, in Tehillim, for example, in davening of Kippur, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ato chofes kochad revatan. So you could have read the pasuk that what is chofes kochad revatan? Not the ner, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the Imtomar says the Rebbeinu Peretz, Amay Maisi Krokada Chapes Yerushalayim Beneros. Leim Achipus Miner Mikra Denero Kim Nishmas Adam. Yeshlom Diavi Aminu Hachi Avikashelon Amay Lo Maisi Krok Chapes Yerushalayim. No, Od Yeshlomer, the second verse. The Ilo Maisi Lahai Kra Denero Hav Amina Dahai Ner Lo Koy Achipus. Elochi Kama Nishmas Adam Hainu Ner Ve Elokim Chofes Kochad Revata. Once I have the pasuk in Svanya that you see that the neros are the things that are mecha, that are doing the chipus, so now I can understand pasuk in Mishnah also to interpret that the chofes, the noun that the chofes is going on, the verb chofes is the ner, not Hashem, and therefore that's what the pasuk in Svanya is ultimately helping for. That allows us to understand the pasuk in Mishnah. And the pasuk in Tfani was not good enough, as the Gemara says. So now it comes out with the two of them. I understand that you can have bedikas chametz or haner. Just to end with the interesting Masha. The Masha asks a pasuk kasha. The pasuk in Binyamin's case in Miketz is vayimatzei hagavir. So the chipus of Binyamin translated into a discovery, right? A mitzvah by Yimatzei Agavir. The pasuk in Parshas Bo says Lo Yimatzei. So wait a second. How does this drasha line up? We say mitzvah mechipus Lo Yimatzei Ayidei chipus. But the chipus is what we have. Is what allows us to find the chametz. The pasuk is saying lo yimatzei. So it seems to be a dissimilar. In other words, here it says vayichapes, right? Vayimatzei agavir. And what are we bringing it back to? Lo yimatzei aydei chipus. Strange. That's one kasha. The masha. The masha is a second kasha. He says, why do you have to quote the pasuk in Miketz, whereas we noted it's something that doesn't line up, doesn't align so well with the pasuk in Parshas Bo, where it says Lo Yimatzei. Here it says Vayimatzei. I have a better pasuk before Miketz in Parshas Vayetzei, when Lavan catches up with Yaakov and accuses him of taking the truffin, and Yaakov doesn't know that Rachel took it, and he denies it, and then he begins to search, and it says in the pasuk there. Vayichapes, Lavan searches, v'lo matza satrafin. So here you have the Lashon Chipus together with lo matza, says the Masha. Wouldn't that be a better way to learn out mitzia michipus? Why use the pasuk of vayichapes, vayimatzei agavia? Why not use the pasuk vayichapes, v'lo matza? That's another kash. So on that, the Masha says in the first teretz, it's in Chidush Agadas. He said, "Nichalei Lasui Yimatzei Me Yimatzei V'lo Yimatzei Mimatza." In other words, there's another reason why the pasuk in Vayetzei doesn't match up, and in that regard, maybe the pasuk in Miketz is better. In pasuk Miketz, it says Vayimatzei. So here it says Yimatzei Lo Yimatzei Bevateichem. It says, and here it says Vayimatzei. So literally the same word Yud Mem Sadi Al Yimatzei. Okay, here it says Lo Yimatzei. It says Vayimatzei. But either way, it's not Matza. In the pasuk in Vayetzei, it says V'lo Matza. So therefore, that doesn't line. But then the Masha says a very interesting pshat. The second teretz of the Masha, He says, really, what's the pshat in this drasha? We could just say, no, stama, it's not smachta anyway. Don't make too much of a fuss. Okay. Okay. Mashe says, what is the Torah saying when it says lo yimatze? What the Torah is basically saying is, Seor cannot be found in your house. When? Shivas Yomim, Seor Yimatze. So it's a way of saying, so when should the Chametz be found in your house? Before the Shivas Yomim. So by saying Lo Yimatze, the Torah is also saying Yimatze. It's just in a different time zone. So it comes out that the Limud from Binyamin is a Limud of Yimatze Aide Chippus, that can go back to the other pasuk to say yimatze ayde chippus, because what the lo yimatze is saying is the lo yimatze on Pesach, but yimatze before Pesach. Says the Rasha, the Odi Shloma, the hamischayev, meaning what logically gets derived, misar lo yimatze nami livdok v'limtzo kodem Pesach. It's a little bit similar to the Mahalach that we were saying from the Ran and Rashi. That when the Torah is saying, Sa'olo Yimatse, the Torah is saying, let it be found before so that it's not found on Pesach. What is the Torah saying when it says, don't let it be found on Pesach? That it should be found before, search for it before. So there really, in the Lo Yimatse, there really is encoded a Yimatse. So that Yimatse that's gleaned from the Lo Yimatse, that's Ayde Chippus, that's perfectly matched up with the case in Binyamin of Vayichapes Vayimatse. Because here too, it's the Mitzia that should be found before Ayde Chippus. And that's how the Mashiach answers in the second Teretz, why we Dafka wanted the Pasuk here in Parashas Miketz. It's really the drush is really drush of the Yimatse, which is the Yimatse of beforehand. Yeah, that's the Mashiach. I imagine, I'm guessing you didn't start yet the next Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan? No, I'm guessing not. So Mirz Hashem will try to pick up with the Tanu Rabbanan. A lot of interesting details to look at, to sort out. It's Mirz Hashem for tomorrow. Try to continue in the Sugya. Any questions?
Rabbi, you have a question? Is it okay?
Yeah.
Isn't more... Rashi Rana is not actually Yimatse, just do your stradlus. So isn't that not line up so much? Meaning they're just saying do a search, but they're not saying to find anything.
Are you talking about what you said with Masha?
The Masha is more of Intosos. You have to actually find it. Because you don't find it, if it's there, you're going to be over a love.
So according to Intosos, you'll be over if you didn't, right? Technically, at least in theory, you should be over if you weren't successful. According to the Ran, even if you ended up not catching everything, you'd still not be in violation, right? That was, but you're asking the Mashah. The Mashah is just trying to say one Nakuda, that the Lo Yimatse is hinting to us that it should be Yimatse beforehand. It's not getting into the fine print about, and what had happened if you Maisa missed something. That's a separate discussion. But Lo Maisa, how is it that it should be Lo Yimatse? What is the Torah telling you within the Lo Yimatse, that it shouldn't be found on Shivas Yamim, so you have to find it before. So that finding before is Ayde Chippus. I don't know if I have to, get it to that fine detail, and what if Yutaka missed it and you still had it? That's totally in the Machokis that we saw before, Tosis and the Ran. Tosis had another way to get around the issue. If you end up having it, it's Chametz and Yadua. But fundamentally, the Ran says, as long as you did what the proper Bedika, the Torah would mandate, that already is in compliance. There's nothing more that has to be done. And then the other Mahalach would, at least in theory, say you would be over. Yeah, these are the various Diukim. Any other comments, thoughts, questions? Okay, Rabosa, once again, it's a pleasure and a privilege to see you all, and wishing you all a wonderful day. Mitzvah Shem, we'll be Mamshech tomorrow at the regular time. Shekach.